Hello and welcome to Roll Bravely, a live play Pathfinder 2nd Edition podcast. I am your Game Master, Charles Reno, and before we get started, let's introduce the table.
Hello, I'm Kenny. I play Amaris, a Nephilim Ranger guy.
I'm Zach. I play Taldir, who is a Nephilim champion.
I'm Sammy. I play Taz, who's an alchemist.
My name is Michelle. I play Wesley Nixon, an elf Damphia investigator.
How's the Western going?
It's good. I don't think she understands what a Western is, though.
Makes sense.
She should watch Legend. Legends?
Legends.
Legend. I think it's Legend.
Legend. Yeah, Legend is the old school movie with Tom Cruise.
What's Tombstone?
No, I think Legend. The one I'm thinking of is the one with Tom Hardy, where he's like, plays the twin gangsters.
Yeah, I think that's Legends.
It's just weird.
Like a Western!
It's just weird that we're listing Western movies and leaving out the greatest of all time, Unforgiven. It's just...
Which one's Unforgiven?
Unforgiven.
With
Yeah. Stewart? Yeah.
I haven't seen that since I was a child, believe it or not. But probably time for a rewatch.
It's so good.
Probably hits a lot different in adulthood.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I had TVs when you were a child.
Oh. Yeah, so is my son. He asked me not only if TVs were... He didn't ask me if TVs were black and white. He just asked if we had them when we were kids. And kind of hurt.
Hurt a little? Just a little?
Yeah. My son consistently cannot... conceive of a world without smartphones. He's just like, why didn't you just call your mom? And I'm like, I didn't have a phone for the 400th time.
It's
not that easy.
Yeah, and the payphone that was nearby, you couldn't touch that one. Right. So
he also literally does not understand that the primary purpose of a phone is to make calls. Like, he just considers that a feature. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's pretty wild, actually. I mean, I get it, but it's kind of wild to think that.
That's kind of true nowadays, though, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but now it's a cellular device, not a telephone anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
That just was the oldest thing we could say, so we'll move on. It's a cellular device!
Goes to space.
Not a telephone. Back.
It's a series of tubes.
No, I got it.
Yeah. Good one, man.
Thank you. Where we left off last time, the party had done some scouting of the Ember headquarters, had devised this plan to trap the furnace chimney thing and create a kind of fire hazard within, forcing the building to evacuate, whereupon they would then infiltrate the building disguised as firefighters.
Sexy firefighters.
Yeah.
I feel like that.
Yeah, wearing assless chaps.
Well, now you just look like strippers, so I think...
Just wearing the overall straps, but nothing. No,
just oil. Just oil. Super oily.
Yeah. Or like one of those banana hammocks that has the overall straps on it.
Wesley's still wearing her new gray shirt, and she's making sure like the collar is sticking out of the uniform.
Just to make sure. Is there anything you guys would like to do? I kind of assumed that at the end of setting this up, you've returned to the inn and are going to rest, but is there anything you would like to do in preparation or to, you know, further plan before moving on?
I was just going to say, right before we go to sleep, I just want to talk with everybody again and get a real detailed... Just make sure we're all on the same page, you know?
One thing I want to know is any kind of little bit of information that a firefighter might... have, like, where
fire bag
where the fucking thing is. and where we get water?
Put no, it out? Guys. We're going in with real firefighters. So, like, the actual work is getting done by other people. We're just there to infiltrate the compound.
Oh, so well, I don't
we're gonna
to
look, we're gonna look like dicks, though, you know?
Yeah, that's fine. We can look like dicks.
They're gonna look at me like I'm the new guy and I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't want to be the new guy, you know?
If they look at you funny, just be like, I gotta get out, safety, ah, you know?
I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about the other firefighters. Yeah, I want to pull my weight.
They don't matter.
Firefighters matter.
Wait, really quickly, won't the real firefighters figure out pretty quickly that there is no fire?
Yeah, but they're in on it. And, like, they're still gonna have to, like, solve the problem. Yeah. Like, just because there's no fire doesn't mean that, like, there's not a hazard that we've created. Like, they still gotta solve it.
Wait, and also, if they're these people are in on it, who's to say that they don't have connections in Ember and we go in there into a trap?
Well, I don't think they're in on it.
How about when we when we run in, we say, like, I smell gas this way. And we just keep yelling stuff, so everyone's just like, wait, what? What?
Confusing the fuck out of everyone.
Everyone gets confused, and everyone just starts going off, and so it just looks like mayhem. I feel like that's the best.
Yeah, there won't be enough chaos with the building filling with smoke. We gotta also shout random other hazards that could exist.
So, there's a snake!
There's water over here. Am I doing it right?
I think somebody spilled their Jamba juice.
I mean, yeah, we'll look like new guys, but I feel like now we're thinking about it too. We're over-engineering this. We just gotta show up with real firefighters and infiltrate the building. And if you gotta look busy, look busy. But, like, ultimately, like, we're stealing. Like, that's, all right. You know.
I guess if we don't have to think about it, I can do that.
Yeah. I don't think we do.
All right, no
thinking.
Just,
you know, stick together.
Thank you.
Wesley, probably the most diplomatic among us, can handle conversations. Hopefully.
Oh, actually, before we go to sleep, I want to use the last of my lesser fire potions that I have and make a charge and then just try to throw it over the wall at the, where were those stacks at?
Where the gunpowder and stuff was?
Where those barrels are at.
Yeah. I think we can kind of retcon that a la heist film. Like, just cut to
wait, just lit, or are you just trying to put them in there?
It lasts 24 hours, so I can just throw that shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. And if shit goes south, kaboom. You know what I mean?
Smart. Yeah. I think introducing explosives to the mix is always a good idea.
It's the best distraction.
Yeah. Baboom. Baboom?
Especially when
you
feel the need to remind you guys there's no actual fire. You guys...
Yeah, but it'll seem like there's a fire. Like, nobody's gonna see the building filling with smoke and be like, oh, you know what? I bet it's an inverted tent in a chimney.
No.
This isn't a fire.
I'm just saying,
nobody's gonna know. Fucking creatures trying to steal documents.
I'm just saying, you don't have to try to learn how to fight a fire because there isn't one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good point.
Until Sammy explodes.
That's why you're the game master,
the fucking gunpowder, and then there will certainly be a fire.
All right, when I save everybody from detonating that thing, you know, remember this. Remember it. You know.
Thank
you, Taz.
The only question I was gonna say is, like, how early do we have to get up? Because, like, you know, presumably we got to be up pretty much before, like, Ember starts. Like, before we would expect them to start working in the forge, we need to be ready to, you know, move. We can't really afford to be late.
Yeah, that's a really excellent point. You probably are going to want to figure out what the rest rules are, because you're going to be up very early. Yeah, I would assume you're going to want to get up relatively early, probably before sunrise. I mean, I imagine that this work starts pretty early in the day, and you want to be in place by the time you're needed. So, yeah, I think probably just before dawn, the party would awaken, gather their items, complete whatever daily preparations you need to do for the day, and just let me know when you're ready to head out.
Who was your friend, Taldir, that we met last night that was just really weird and just came up to you?
Bonbon. Jerry Bonbon.
You guys go way back, or?
No. I don't even actually know him. He was part of the caravan, and he tried talking to me one night while I was doing a watch. And
that's weird. Nobody's ever smacked my butt like he smacked yours. I thought you guys were like really close.
No, he's a weird guy.
All right, so if you guys are ready to go, just let me know. Or is there anything you want to do before taking off from the inn?
I think that's it. I'm going to show Amaris the progress that I've made on the tattoo so far. It hasn't gotten any better.
Wow, that's looking pretty good, man. That looks way better than the last time I saw it.
Is it the last time it was good?
Yeah, but I mean, everything can get better, right?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to be?
Those are his feet.
What is the whole thing supposed to be?
Amaris's eyes just get wide and looks at like it looks at everybody except for Tess.
This is like I thought it'd be cool if I got a tattoo, gave him a tattoo of like the first time we met, you know, so this kind of like the scenery, you know.
I love it, buddy. I love it.
Okay. I was just looking at it upside down, I think, so I didn't.
No, you're looking at it the right way. It's just the right way.
Oh, okay.
Do you think it might be tacky to, like, tattoo himself on him, maybe?
No, because it's, like, the story, you know? It's, like, how we met. It's like through my point of view, you know?
Yeah. I feel like maybe you should just do, like, just your face, you know? Like, just a big...
Oh, just me?
Yeah.
On him?
Yeah.
I just start scribbling. Like, I start sketching on a piece of paper.
Thanks for that, Taldir. Don't we have somewhere to be right now?
Yeah, we gotta go fucking steal some stuff.
Put the date that you guys met as well.
What was that?
Put the date that you guys met as well. Oh. I think that's really important.
Oh, I'll never forget something like that. I got a memory.
I'll be honest. I don't remember the date. I don't remember if it was a Tuesday or a Wednesday. It was a wild day, so I'm sorry if I feel. You know.
The 11th of Moontag. I don't. So you guys gather together, admire this. What I am almost certain is going to end up being a remarkable tattoo. And as you exit the inn, you see there's like a wagon out front and two horses. Connected to it. Sorry, they miraculously have their heads on and are not on fire.
You can see the stitch marks around their neck.
And there's like a variety of kind of like tools. It's really like more of a civil peacekeeping engineering kind of like fix-it service. There's no real like dedicated fire force, you know, firefighting force, but it's kind of like this program designed to like go around, fix things, help people out, maintain the city, do general kind of maintenance in the area. And so driving this wide cart is a dwarven man that you've never seen before, and standing against it is a familiar face, and he's gonna wave to you and be like, "Hey, Taldir! It's me, Jerry."
Jerry.
I'm going to fucking elbow him hard in the side and be like, "Hey, your buddy."
Yeah, hey, Jerry.
Roy.
What?
Maybe you can get a tattoo. Maybe you can get a tattoo of him.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I can do that. I can definitely do that.
The thing in my body
is a
temple.
I'll help you with the design.
You know? My body is a temple for Milani, so can't really get tattoos without her consent, and she is hard to get on the phone, let me tell you. So, I guess, you're part of the fire crew, Jerry, huh?
Right, yeah, I volunteer a few times a month, and, you know, you said you had somewhere to be in the morning, and I thought, oh, I bet they're gonna do this, it's a good thing, and if you want to tattoo his face on me, I'd be happy to let you. He is my oldest and best friend. My body is, it's not a temple, it's a real garbage dump.
Oh, perfect.
Right. So anyway, I think we should get going if that's good for you.
Yeah, I feel like this just isn't really the right mission for you, Jerry, is the thing. I just think we're going to be so crowded. Someone's got to stay here in case other calls come in while we're out, you know? So I just feel like maybe you should stay.
You're making a very good point. He turns around, points at the dwarf, and he's like, right, fuck off. Taldir doesn't want you here. He's my man. The dwarf just kind of...
I like the way this guy takes charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Are you the captain?
Oh, Captain Bonbon now. Look at me. Yeah, I'm the captain. Fuck off. I'm the captain. You're not even supposed to be here today.
Salute your captain, Teldir.
Right.
Yeah. Jerry, like, I'm trying to be delicate with this, but we don't want you to come along.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Guys, trust me, we do not want him to come along.
I want to push past him and introduce myself. Hi, Wes. My name is Wesley. Is it Jerry?
Jerry.
Jerbear?
Yeah, Jerry.
Okay, I'm going to call you Jerbear.
I've got a title, a last name, and a nickname now. Oh, I like this a lot. Captain Jerry Jerbear Bonbon.
I jump in the wagon.
I'm going to walk up to him and be like, hi, I'm Amy, nice to meet you.
And Amnesia.
I'm going to throw a wink back like, I remembered not to use my name.
Nice to meet you,
yeah.
Amnesia.
Hey, you got it right.
All right. Taldir, I understand your apprehension. You don't want me to come along with you. You need me to. I get it. I'm important. Integral to this, really.
No.
And he like climbs up the pilot seat.
It's actually the thing, Jerry, is that this is kind of, you know, I don't know, like, just please don't come, Jerry.
Drive.
You're killing me.
Hey, Jerry, I think he's worried about you, and I think he's scared that you might get hurt. You must really care about him.
Aww.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Amriss. Thank you for being strong enough to say what I could
have. Who?
Well, just like my family doctor used to say, this is happening whether you want it to or not, so get on board.
All right. That's weird, but all right.
I didn't like injections. I had to get shots when I was a kid.
Uh-huh. It's just weird how you've ingratiated yourself into my life. It's almost like, I don't know, divine intervention of some kind is crazy. It's like God is playing tricks on me. This is insane.
Oh, maybe your God knows that you needed a new friend.
No, I don't think she cares.
I too believe.
Hey, maybe you're next, Wesley.
No, thanks.
I too believe God has brought us together.
That's not exactly what I meant.
He's gonna like, hey, and the car will start to roll. You guys move into the section of town that Ember's located in, and let's just say you kind of fuck around, putz around a little bit, do a couple little chores, tacking up a sign, dusting off a statue of some kind. But before long, you see a plume of dark smoke start to kind of like rise from that central hilltop, and when you make your way there, you are allowed past the guard towers that are currently manned, and you see like a small congregation of dwarves standing out front. Jerry's gonna like climb out of the driver's seat and turn back to you guys and be like, right, looks like we got a fire, or at least the beginnings of one. I don't know, we might want to check it out.
Yeah, might want to. Where there's smoke, there's fire, as they say.
Definitely, definitely.
So you stay here and watch the cart, Jerry. We got this.
Okay, I'll stay right here. I'll watch the cart. I'll do my duty.
Thank you. And then we'll proceed forward.
Just out of game, I just realized all the smoke they would be seeing. It's not black, right?
Well, we clogged the chimney, so it should just be filling up smoke inside of the
building. Thought you said that we saw like smoke building up.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just coming out.
Yeah, it's just like as they've opened doors and windows to try to like air it out, the building is just like filling up with smoke. And you see it kind of pluming out. It does appear to be tracing off. And as you approach, you see like a short but strong looking kind of elderly dwarf. He's got like white hair that's just like slicked back. He kind of smiles when he approaches you. And you see all of his fingers have rings on them. His teeth, he's got like a gold tooth, like an iron tooth, like a couple of other off-colored teeth that you can't quite place. And he puts his hand out to whichever one of you is in the lead.
Wesley, do you want to be in the lead?
Yeah, I'll just push past everyone, go shake his hand.
He kind of looks at you, and when he looks at you, you can see that one of his eyes doesn't move, and it's actually just like a marble rock in his head. And he just says,
no need. We've got things under control. Please, give the governor my regards, but kindly exit my facility.
I want to just be staring directly at his bad eye. And I'm like, I understand, but I'm sorry, we do have a job that we have to do, so please just step aside and let us handle it.
Okay, depending on what you're doing and how you're doing it, sounded like a diplomacy test, but you can do, say, intimidation or diplomacy, whichever vibe you're giving off.
While she's doing that, I want to go psst, psst, to either Taldi or Amaris, and then just kind of like show them the charge, like make a signal.
Taldir will signal, like, wait, like, just a second. Just give us 1 second.
I got my hand, like, on the acme.
I got 21.
21.
And it's going to be diplomacy.
He kind of looks at you, kind of lingers for a moment, and then finally turns around. Calls out to the other assembled dwarves.
Right. We're going to take 2 hours. Go. Have your lunch, whatever you need, or breakfast. Then be back here 2 hours promptly.
And he's going to turn back to you, Wesley, and say,
you've got 1 hour to do what it is you need to do.
Didn't he just say two?
Well, I'm giving my guys some time to, you know, get there, get back. Look! Don't fucking correct me.
Oh, that's really nice of you. You're a good boss, man. I'm gonna walk away before he says anything to me.
Damn it.
Could we know what level, like, the offices and stuff, like, basically the points of interest to us, what, like, level of the building they would be on based on the Spymaster?
Yeah, he wasn't able to give you a lot of information about them in detail, but he would have shared that the basement floor is, like, a, like, artisanal forge where, like, they create prototypes and things like that for show to various, like, adventuring groups, you know, the governor herself, whatever. The first floor is more like a public space, kind of like think of a like a bank almost. There's like a lobby with a couple of areas where people, you know, sign contracts, review documents, things like that. And then the second floor is like the executive business offices.
Okay. So we should, you know, start our inspection from the top down. Standard firefighter stuff.
Standard.
Yeah, standard.
Standard, yeah.
Standard.
Right, well, do what you need to do to maintain public safety. And he puts a lot of mustard on it. Like, he does not believe in your competence at all. Not necessarily suspicious, he's just dismissive of your abilities. And he's like, just make sure you don't go poking around too far. We've got...
As he does it... Sorry, I was going to open the door and just start fucking coughing because of all the smoke and walk in.
Yeah, you open the door and it's like entering my grandmother's house, which you don't have context for, but it's miserable. It's like a shady casino in Prim, Nevada. Like,
I want to be like, is there anywhere specific you don't want us to go?
Well, I don't want you to go anywhere. No, but, you know, stay out of locked doors. Stay out of the forge.
Even if there's someone screaming behind the locked door, you want us to just not open the door?
The information behind those doors is proprietary and belongs to the Ember Corporation.
I want to head back to the fire truck and get an axe.
Okay, yeah.
And,
I'm going to get a bucket of water, fill it. While
I walk past him, I go to shake his hand to make sure. What was his name again? Did he introduce himself?
He did not.
Okay. I'll just introduce myself then. My name is Leslie Lipton.
I couldn't care less. 1 hour. Do what you have to do.
You got it.
You see him like mutter to himself, Leslie Lipton. And he like talks to somebody else. He's like, write that down. They kind of like begin to like just kind of migrate from the inner courtyard away from the door.
I want to say really loudly, like to the group, like, all right, guys, whatever he said, just don't help anyone behind a locked door. Let's go.
All right. So as you enter, let's see. We'll go to roll 20. Pull that up for us.
The way that Wesley's holding the axe, she's never wielded an axe in her life.
You're holding it at the very, 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 very top?
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
Doing practice swings, but a little.
All right, there we go. If you are in roll 20, you should be able to see the map now.
Yeah.
Sick. Yeah.
I'm going to run in and just start pulling documents out of everywhere.
So, you walk in just to set the scene for, you know, the radio aspect of the show. You walk in and the floor is made of smooth stone. The walls equally kind of like antiseptic and clean. It really has the feeling of like being in a like a nice bank or something. You see to the to the east and the west, there are doors leading into separate chambers. Before you is a large older desk with a single book on top of it. Behind it, staircases going up and kind of a trap door situation that you would imagine leads to the basement, but you obviously can't see. There are several display cases kind of scattered around the room, as well as like suits of armor that are set out on display. Kind of like on the wall are like painted murals that have like a variety of like little like corporate sayings and slogans. Like one of them is like it's just like a dwarf like smashing a pickaxe into a rock, and it's like prosperity through profits. And there's another one that's like two, like a farmer and like a dwarf in like a three-piece suit, shaking hands, and it's like contracted equality. And there are like several other of these like kind of images kind of painted onto the walls around the room. And I thought I would give you guys the opportunity to fill in some of those gaps. And if you've got some corporate jargon, some kind of corporate you know, teamwork poster or whatever that you think would be fun, then just let us know, and I'll give you a hero point.
I'm going to walk up to this thing over here and be like, for the good of tomorrow. And then, look, it says for us, really small under it.
Dicks.
I like it.
I'm just going to go to the nearest water cooler.
Okay, yeah.
That's it. That's all I got. It's just that there's a water cooler.
Fantasy water cooler.
I'll read off a poster. It's like, another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise, yeah.
What's good for one is good for all.
There you go. It's just a like dwarves tending bees or something.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So go ahead and...
A cat so hanging from a branch that says, hang in there.
Hang in there. It's just a hat with or a cat with like a suit and a briefcase. It's like, I love Mondays. Fucking live for them. It's a weird poster that it would have two lines.
So I just want to look for anything that looks locked.
What was that, Michelle?
Yeah.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
All right, there we go. We all got hero points.
I think we got to get upstairs like as soon as possible. We're on a time limit and the executive stuff is upstairs.
Okay. Okay, you guys gonna just move straight upstairs?
Can I roll a perception and see if I see anything that just looks like there's a safe behind a picture?
Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception in the room.
Yeah, I want to hang.
Can I look at the weapons to see if there's anything cool worth stealing?
Yeah, anyone roll a perception and just let me know what you're looking at.
24.
So you do. As you're kind of looking around, you don't see anything hidden necessarily in this room. You do notice that these two doors near the entryway are locked. The two up here the doors that are kind of like to the southwest and the southeast do not appear to be locked. They're just kind of like almost like you could push them open. This is a kind of public space, the common ground where Ember sees outsiders and others that they're interested in. What were you looking at, Amaris?
Okay.
I got a 10.
10.
Or, does it have any cool weapons in here?
Yeah, actually, pretty low DC, so as you're kind of looking at the weapons, you see that these are all, like, they're designed to be impressive, but they're not functional weapons.
Mm.
They're like almost costume material.
Yeah.
Anybody else searching down here?
Yeah, because I want to. If it seems like anything of value, like if these doors are locked, I want to stay down here for a bit and try to open them.
Yeah. Go ahead and make a thievery check to try to unlock. Which are you doing, the eastern door or the western door down here that's locked? So it's these two near the entrance that are locked.
Sorry. Oh, these two near the entrance.
Yeah, okay. You can just open these if you want to.
I'll do the other one that he's not in front of.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be quick about it. Can I do...
engineering?
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say engineering lore. Or engineering?
Yeah, I'll let you roll an engineering lore check on it to then lower the DC of the thievery pick lock.
19.
All right, yeah, so go ahead and you kind of examine it. You gain a pretty decent understanding of how this lock functions. Picking locks isn't necessarily your thing, but... you feel pretty good about it. So go ahead and make that thievery check.
Okay, I'm on. That is a 14 total.
14 total, yeah. You moved it from a 15 to a 12.
Ooh.
So as you unlock the door and open it, there are no traps. However, you enter into this kind of smaller room. It's full of books and other documents. As you kind of begin to look around, they appear to be kind of legal in nature. This, sitting at this desk, is this clockwork creature. Once you step foot inside the door, it stands and just says, this area is protected by attorney-client privilege. Please exit the area.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm going to step out and then just close the door.
Are we looking for that stuff?
We might.
That was fucking weird.
We might be, but I think the stuff on the ground floor is more about, like, people signing contracts and, like, this, that, and the other thing. Like, it's where people, where, like, visitors come to get that shit signed. But, like, it sounds like the important stuff that we're very interested in would be upstairs in the executive offices. So if we check there and we don't find it, then we can fight these clockwork things, but...
Okay, this door is pretty secure anyway, so...
Harris is like, I'm not even gonna try.
Oh, I tried.
Where's the stairs?
Right here.
This spiral.
Oh.
So one thing the radio audience will never have to know is that I am a master map maker. They are all just out of this world fantastic. And that is in no way, shape, or form sarcasm.
Yeah, don't worry. We're gonna add some. We'll get some of this stuff publicized.
Crazy.
For Patreon, of course.
Crazy thing. These are pre-made assets, and I put them on the map, and it's always still just like, I don't know. It doesn't look like a desk when you do it. Yeah. So you guys are moving up to the next floor.
Yeah.
Okay. This is giving me trouble moving, but there we go.
Oh, yeah, this is the stuff. We need a thief on our team.
I'm going to just start trying doors. I'm going to try the one immediately behind the staircase.
Yeah, so as you kind of ascend the step for the people listening, you come up, and this floor is much nicer. Still very Spartan and kind of has that bank hospital kind of like antiseptic feel, but elevated to the immediate right of the staircase. Well, depending on how you're facing, I guess I'm better off giving cardinal directions. Immediately to the west of the staircase is a smaller office. To the east is another one. You can see down the hallway there are a total of 5 doors, 3 on the west, 2 on the east, and then a 6th door directly south of the staircase. Amaris, you go to check on the door to the immediate west of the staircase, and you find that it is unlocked.
Cool. I'm going to take a peek inside without stepping in.
Okay. You kind of like...
Taldir is going to go to the next door and do the same. Or try it just to see if it's locked.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll check. Maybe, yeah, I'll just stand at one, and then I'll check this one. That's at the very end on the far left.
Awesome. So
I'm gonna go in and just check to see if there's any like hidden locks, false bottom, anything like that.
One second. When you open this door and you look in, you see there's a small desk. It's a very small office. You open the door and you see just like a small windowless office. There is a old kind of not necessarily poor but just badly taken care of desk. The walls are spare, nothing is hanging on them. There are 2 areas for torches to be held, but currently nothing lights up the room. There's just an old dwarf sitting at his desk, kind of like muttering to himself, like scribbling in this notebook.
I'm gonna call Wesley. Wesley, we've got a straggler here. We need to get him out for safety. And I'm gonna wink like super hard.
What?
Leslie? Yes, of course I'll go.
Les.
I tell them, and then I'm. My name's Leslie, if anybody asks.
Is there a Wesley here? Is there?
Leslie? Leslie, sorry, you misunderstood.
Leslie, yes, very. Very old. What are you doing in here? What? This is my office.
Hi, sir, you have to come with me really quickly. There's a fire, and we need to get everyone out of this building right now. And I just grab him and just start ushering him out really carefully because he's old and he looks fragile, but, like, with haste. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, he is old, and he is very fragile. And as you're kind of, like, tugging on him, he's like,
with the disrespect and slights never end. I tell you, as you get him closer to the staircase, he's like,
I'm the director of this operation. Please take your hands off of me. I can walk myself.
And
I pick him up and I walk him down stairs.
He's just done disrespect.
Kicking his little dwarf.
No one throws a dwarf.
How strong are you, by the way?
Oh, man. I struggle. Am I looking at strength?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Where are you? Oh. No, where's strength at? In me? Am I?
It's at the top.
The very, very top.
Just as an attribute.
Plus one.
Zach, I can't hear you at all.
I was muted that whole time. Got him.
All right, yeah, I'd say, like, he's very old. He's got those old people, like, bird bones. You know, like, when you're so old, your skin feels like a dry sponge, and it, like, just... It's not even...
There goes our old audience.
Yeah, well, they can't figure it out.
Do you spend a lot of time feeling up old people?
Whoa, dude.
It's not...
Whoa.
I seen it.
It's not poke too many holes in this.
Oh, why are you poking holes in skin?
That's gross. Oh, God, okay.
And old people's skin would probably be, like, the worst for that.
Yeah, it's like paper.
They can't even notice. It just... It moves around their body like a separate entity.
Oh, man. So I'm really careful when I'm taking him downstairs because I know about his skin.
Yeah, you're holding him. And, like, as you, like, are holding him, like, he just slowly turns into bat wings where you're just, like, holding up flaps of flesh. And
Can I just pass it? I want to pass him to, like, the nearest, like, firefighter that I see.
It's just you guys and Jerry, and you made Jerry stay outside.
Oh, dang. Okay.
But as you get to the, like, base of the steps, it is still hazy and smoky inside the first floor. Second floor, remarkably, seems to be more or less cleared out, but he's going to tell you,
put me down, I'll leave, it's fine. Anyway, I will be back, believe me, I'm the supposed to be the director of this whole operation. You'll be hearing from me. What was your name again? Sassy? Sabrina?
Leslie.
Leslie. But... Yes. I had a daughter named Leslie. She disappointed me greatly.
Her and I have that in common. Thank you!
Okay.
And then I just... run back upstairs.
We could feed birds together. Okay, all right, you're already gone.
All right.
Oh, he wants to feed birds together.
I want an old person to come out of my door and just start shaking the door.
Start shaking the door.
Just gone.
So, Taz, the door you are in front of is, I mean, not overly large, but very much has the construction of, like, a vault door.
Okay. Do I see any hinges or, like, somewhere where, like, the key is at? Or I want to inspect this door.
Go ahead and make an engineering check. Engineering lore.
Engineering lore, baby.
Damn. I was just thinking we could have tried to pickpocket that one guy. He's probably the one with the keys.
24 total.
The old man? No. Who?
The first one.
The
one that didn't want us to come in. Oh well. It's more fun this way.
I mean, we don't necessarily need to be particularly stealthy now that we're already in here. Like, we're going to be taking stuff. They're going to know they were robbed. And they're going to know it was us, no matter what.
Nah,
so, like, now that we're in here, we don't necessarily need to maintain this stealthy ruse. So, like, if we have to break down something, we can break down something. But we should be able to walk out before they know what happened, at the very least.
I'm listening to Taldir say this, and I start to, like, slowly craft the bomb.
Hold on. I just give him my axe.
Yeah, let's try the subtle method first, Taz.
All right.
Here, Taz, and I just give him my axe.
I think it's a metal door. It's like a vaultish door.
Or stone.
Is it connected to wood?
No, actually, this whole building is made from various stone elements. Like, the first floor was polished stone. This floor, the floor itself is marble, but the walls are still limestone.
Oh, so, like, this place can't really catch fire. We gotta quit before they realize that this is a place made of stone.
The people that built it realize that it's made of stone? I got a 24 on my engineering, by the way.
24 on your engineering. Yeah, so to create context on why they would have even let you into this place, because this is knowledge that your characters may not have, but it makes the world make sense to anyone listening to this. So one of the rare exceptions to their independent charter is the idea of, like, public safety and good health. So, like, in the event of, you know, items or incidents that could threaten public safety, the governor has the right to kind of supersede their independent charter. And I, you know, in his mind, he's just kind of like, well, whatever, I'll give them an hour, they won't go into secure spaces, and then this will be done, rather than trying to complain to the governor and it taking all day. So that's the secret logic to him making that decision. 24 on your check. You do think you could pick this lock. It is significantly more challenging than the one downstairs, however.
Do I see anything specifically? What I was trying to look for is, like,
points of weakness.
Points of weakness that could be corroded.
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
Oh, nice. So then, who wants to take a crack at this door before I try to melt the hinges off?
I do hear from the hallway.
Whoever wants to take a crack at it, go ahead.
I come running around the corner. Fucking Scooby-Doo. Gliding and shit. Which one? Isn't, like, kind of spinning in a circle? All right, cool. I'm going to take a crack at it.
All right.
I'm going to get really close to, like, the side of your face as you're trying to, like, focus.
Point? 17, but I'm guessing that's not good enough.
17 total? Yeah, that is not going to be good enough. Even with Taz's help, this is a incredibly intricate lock. You think you could get there with enough time? You were close, but...
I'm going to try again. Can I use my hero point still? Or is it too late because I...
I'll let you use it.
Dicer. So far, they keep.
You have a dice tray?
Fuck.
It's right next to where he's throwing the dice on his table. He's just not, he's not,
it actually was. It's worse this time.
Okay, yeah. West?
Step aside. I'll do it.
All right.
I was just looking.
That was a nat 20.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I swear.
It's not even real, dude.
There we go. So
for the listening audience, Zach is just a home run hitter when it comes to rolling dice.
Zach can't roll anything higher than like a 10.
If and that. That's with
this modifier.
And Michelle can't roll anything lower than a 20. Mostly.
That's
pretty crazy.
It's insane.
Felt the need to give us visual confirmation because the level of excellence on these rolls has been out of control. But there it is, natural 20 on the rock.
Who'd you piss off? Zach, like some DM has just like put a curse on you or something?
I don't know, man. Charles is like the only DM I've ever played with. Maybe he's just mad at me for standing him up one too many times.
Dude, he's got the Will Wheaton curse.
Again, not rolling your dice for you, so
you put some kind of hex on him.
Yeah. Not like rolling it and being like, you know what? Fuck that guy. It's a 6.
It's like he's doing this himself.
Yeah. Somehow you get in there and maybe between...
She just phases through the wall.
you get into that lock and like you really like keyed in. Like you just took a half dozen Adderall and chased it with a Red Bull. And
hell yeah.
You...
I started doing the Matthew McConaughey. Oh.
Yeah. And this door just pops open. And when it opens, you see just a narrow hallway about 5 feet wide, about 6 feet tall. You would have to duck to go in. And at the very end of it is a safe.
Cool. You guys, come in.
Like, ooh, a safe.
It doesn't look like there's really enough space in there for all of us to come in.
You guys are all huddled around it.
Oh, I'm all the way.
Just suck it, suck your stomach in, man.
Oh.
I want to try to open all these other doors while they fuck with the safe.
Yeah, does anybody else want to try and fail at opening this before Wesley opens it? Or do we need...
Yeah, is Wesley going to let me push by and try it? Or is he going to kind of give me the fucking
adult-holding-a-kid-back? You could try. Right. Oh, I get another hero point, right?
You do.
Because that natural. Yep.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you
do. So I pulled out a different die. Hopefully this one has better results. Oh, yeah. I'm going to use my ice tray this time. Oh, it popped out.
Well, don't pitch it at your dice tray. You got to
Dude, you drop it. You drop it. You drop it in the eye hole.
Okay.
And it just jumped out the mouth.
Oh.
But it was better. I got a 12 for a... total of 19 this time.
19 will do. I feel like you took 6 Adderall and a Red Bull. 19 will do it. You are able to work the safe open, and as it like just pops open, there are not a ton of things in there. There are 100 gold pieces in a little coin pouch. There is a necklace made of black pearls.
That's mine.
There is a rune shield family dagger. There is a deed to mine number 7. And there is the personal journal of the Overmaster.
Oh, surely that won't have any relevant information.
And what was the...
all of that and I just get the pearl. Ooh, it goes perfectly with my shirt.
Black on gray.
What was after the... Black pearl necklace, sorry.
A dagger.
Yeah, rune shield family dagger. So typically, like, in dwarven communities, at an age of maturity, they are tasked with crafting their own dagger, and it's kind of emblazoned with their family crest.
Cool.
All right, well, I'm going to just put all this stuff into a bag. And I'm going to snatch the pearls back out of Wesley's hand and put it in the bag.
That makes sense.
Take care of this. We'll take care of this lady.
Yeah.
Trying to fucking put it on her neck to walk out as a fireman. Firefighter.
Already has the collared shirt like poking out of it. Like, we didn't take anything.
Why are you? Be like, why are you trying to put it on over the shirt? Tuck that back in.
My sleeves come out because I have like those like fancy sleeves, like
the ruffles.
Yeah, the ruffles at the very bottom.
Fantastic. Oh, but there is nothing else in this room. Where are you guys gonna go next?
I'm trying to open this one while that's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and let me make sure. I think that is locked as well.
I'm going to head back into the room I was and do the check that I was going to do originally.
When is your heart out, Kenny?
Still got about an hour.
Okay. Are we cool taking a quick little breaky break?
Yeah, we can take like five or two or three, whatever. Yeah, five.
Okay, cool. All right, bye.
And we're back.
Seamlessly. Anybody remember where we were at?
We just found everything and we were leaving.
Yeah. Success.
We still got to search all the other rooms, I think.
We did that
we
already.
Found everything.
We did that already. We did it already, right? No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to check the room that I'm in to see if there's any hidden... like hidden safe, false drawers, anything that it contains something.
Yeah, I want to open up this door, or I at least want to check if it's locked, so I'll just jiggle the handle or pull or push whatever kind of door this is, and then
yeah, does it open in or out? We didn't go over that.
Does it slide? Is it like a sliding door? Or?
These doors just materialize and dematerialize when you turn the handle. That's how these ones work. No, the doors, you know, they're dwarven construction, so they make fucking sense. And the doors, the interior doors open into the room. Yeah, so we'll kind of go in order here. I have people's names written down, not really based on initiative, just for if we were to go into it later. So we'll kind of track that since everybody's kind of doing independent things at the moment. And we'll start with a Taldir. What are you going to do right now?
All I can really do is check to see if the door is locked or not. And if it is locked, then I just got to wait for other people.
Okay. So you check to see if the door is locked.
The singular door to the south.
Yeah, you open that door and it opens without issue. It kind of opens up into a large, spacious, well-appointed office. You see a desk of, again, remarkable craftsmanship and quality at the center of the room. There are a handful of candles on it. None of them are lit because the daylight fills the space, coming through these rather large windows that surround the exterior of the room. There's a large sofa in the southwestern corner that kind of sits in front of a small table. It looks like it would be used for maybe eating lunch or just having a beverage while you kind of like watch the world from this couch. There are a couple of bookshelves. Just a quick glance at these indicate that most of them have titles in Dwarven. Do you speak Dwarven?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. In the kind of eastern side of the room, there's a large marble table with six kind of well-crafted leather chairs around it. Looks like the kind of place where people would have kind of corporate meetings or like things like that.
Cool. Are we staying on me or going?
Yeah, let's move and then we'll come back. Amris, what are you doing?
I'm looking for hidden safes, you know, secret stash, anything like that in this room.
Okay, go ahead and roll a perception check.
It's 8 for a 16 total.
8 for a 16 total. You don't find much. This room is kind of, again, sparse. You open the desk drawer and there's like writing utensils, some paper. On the desk itself is a letter that he was reading from his wife back home, and it's basically just like, you know, just remember, you're the director. You're the one in charge of the project. Right now, mining may be the flavor of the month, but it's not all Ember does. And once things cool and return to normal, the king will recognize your value and your importance and place the Overmaster in his place. And it kind of goes on like this. You can kind of get the sense that he's probably like the equivalent of, like, you ever get home from work and just have a shitty day and just, like, really unload on your partner? Like, not at them, but just, like, about other people? Is that ever... No? Just me?
Yeah.
pretty sure I do that every day, and that's not even from work. Just people drive like idiots. I hate the world. Everything is stupid.
Yeah. That is, like, three drinks, and I'm ready to talk about work. But yeah, you get the sense that they're in that kind of communication space. Wesley, you were next on the list.
I'm gonna open this door.
Guess I
check it out.
One second. Whoop. Yeah, you are able to open that door, and when you open it, you see that it is lined with racks of weapons and kind of armaments of that nature. Most of them appear to be intended for dwarves, but there are some that would be usable by larger creatures. Go ahead and roll a perception check.
Okay. 18 plus perception. 7. So...
45.
I was getting there.
25.
I almost said 26.
I didn't mean to step on your toes.
It's okay.
Wow. So that is exactly a critical success, which changes the loot a little bit. You do find 4 regular short swords, 4 war hammers, 1 regular bow, but kind of among the items, you find a small... dagger, and when you touch it, there's something intuitively in you that knows it is valuable. Like, it kind of resonates with you. And for purposes of the game, I'll just give it to you. It is a fulmination fang.
Yeah. What is that?
Ooh.
Taz.
Yeah, I'm gonna jiggle this door, and if it opens, awesome.
Yeah.
And if not, I'll try to...
It does open, and when you open it, you look inside another desk against the kind of western wall placed underneath a window. There are 2 bookshelves in it. As you kind of, like, glance over at them, you walk in and you see... many of the books are in common, and you can tell that almost all of them are scientific treatises, textbooks, reference materials of one kind or another. Go ahead and roll a perception check.
Nineteen.
Yeah. As you're kind of like walking by, one book in particular catches your attention. And as you kind of like pull it from the shelf, open it up, flip through it, most of it appears to be out of date or information that you're already aware of. But you are able to pull 2 pieces of information from it, and you gain access to the Tanglefoot Bag Lesser and the Comprehension Elixir Lesser Alchemical Formula.
Yeah, I'll add that into my book, since it's so easy to do it on Demiflame. I'll do it really quick.
Yeah, no worries. While you're doing that, we'll go back to Taldir. Taldir, you're kind of in this large office. What are you going to do now?
I mean, first things first, I want to start with a perception check on the desk to see, like, what. Basically, he's going to, like, try and search the desk, right? Like, search the drawers, looking for hidden compartments, etc. Like, anything that looks valuable in or on the desk.
Right.
Perception. He doesn't see anything.
So. What'd you get?
I'm going to use a hero point, is what I got. So. that's way better. 21.
Mm.
Hey.
21's great. You notice several things. First, as you kind of approach the desk, there is just a kind of missive letter that's sitting on the desk. It looks like he had just received it before they decided to evacuate the building. And it's basically a note that confirms request sent to Human Resources Policy Compliance Division. A unit should be able to conduct an evaluation within 72 hours in regards to Hilda Onyxfist.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably not going to spend too much time reading stuff, but if it looks important, he's just going to take it.
Yeah. Well, let's see what else there was in there. So, you go to open the drawer. And inside the drawer are a couple of things, you know, writing utensils, paper, things like that. The sort of things you would expect to see in an office drawer. Sitting on top is like a bound scroll, kind of like a wrapped piece of paper that's just been rolled up and sealed. There is a letter attached to it as well, a short note kind of like pinned onto it. when you look at it, it very short, it just says, "Speculite seems to be at play here with its energy transference properties. For now, I suggest we continue to keep this between ourselves. I've eliminated your problem for you. Now you do as you promised, and nothing can prevent us from succeeding." As you kind of continue to shuffle through it, you find in a folder at the bottom a partially executed deed to mining site 44. And it has been endorsed and executed by one Luis Valle da Lavenda.
Oh, all right. Yeah, certainly going to be taking that. And he doesn't love that. Well, I mean, I guess he does kind of love that. Like, that's kind of the whole reason he was doing this, is to hoping to find a connection to him. So, I suppose he does kind of love that. Is there anything else, or is it 21 enough to get any information on other parts of the room as well, or would I need to roll an additional perception check?
Yeah, I would say that as you kind of like look around the room with that perception check, the only other things of real value that you would notice is kind of hanging on a hook by the door is a, you know, bag that looks like it's come from like a launder or whoever, you know, washes and presses clothes in this town. In addition, inside the drawer, you do find, I'm glad you brought it up because I forgot this one, you do find a small vial, looks like a test tube. Size vial filled with like this, it looks like sand, but it's like violet and it kind of has a faint like glow to it.
Pocket sand. Yeah, I mean, he'll take anything that looks even remotely valuable. He'll take, so he'll take the bag that looks like it came from launder, and he'll definitely take the vial. I think he's hoping that if he takes things other than just important documents, like, you know, various other things that could be considered valuable, it'll kind of give the illusion that this wasn't, like, corporate espionage like it is. It was just, like, a normal, you know, robbery, basically. So, yeah, but if he doesn't see anything else after he's done that, he'll kind of just walk out of the room and wait for other people to finish up or see if anybody else needs help.
Okay. And then we will go back to Amrys.
I'm just going to walk out of the room and say, I didn't find much in here, guys. You guys have any luck? Hello. I'm going to yell louder from the hallway.
I found a book.
Sweet.
Yeah. Did, by any chance, anybody write down what I got?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, perfect.
And
I got stuff.
Oh, I would say, are you, so the only person who really had anything left to maybe check was Taz. Otherwise, you guys' rooms have been fully kind of investigated. After you find those formula, Taz, what are you going to do?
I mean, if there's nothing of value that I could just throw in my bag or anything else, I'll just leave, or I'll do like a check, yeah, because if that's okay. I just want to, you know.
Yeah.
The book, yeah. Make sure I don't miss anything. I leave. I get out of here. There's nothing else of value.
You found the formula and you are pumped.
Woo! I'll just come out here. If there's a door that needs to be opened or checked, I will fucking check it.
So I think you guys would know the only one you have not checked is that top door to the northeast by the staircase.
Oh, I feel like there's going to be a troll.
To the troll room.
Just a troll.
I don't know why.
Troll! There's a troll in the castle!
just thought you should know. I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot.
Yeah, go ahead.
Picking it.
Go ahead and roll that check.
Fourteen.
You kind of like jangle with the lock for a little bit. But you aren't quite able to get it open.
I'm going to shrug and be like, I don't know. These locks are pretty crazy. Dwarves, eh?
I'll go try.
Dwarves, eh?
Brimming with confidence after success, Wesley Nixon strides towards the door.
Oh, no. It's a one. But...
Just use your hero point and then get it back when you roll a natural 20 inevitably, dude.
We all blow up.
I'm going to use a different die. Big money, big money. The 15 plus, what am I?
That's good.
Thievery.
Yeah.
Thievery plus 6, so 21.
It was a DC 15 lock, so you
yes.
are able to crack it. And you kind of push the door open. As you do, you see the room is like filled with these stacks of rolled up pieces of parchment. There's a large work desk in the northern center of the room. But what catches your eye is that the floor is covered in these tiny glowing runes. And the moment that you step inside, come to light and shine like intensely. And as they do, you see these purple specters of dwarves begin to swirl and form in each of the four corners of the room. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, bro.
Come back. Check us out next time when we roll bravely on. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, guys. Thank you for listening.
Or good morning.
Hasta luego.